Hey guys, Jimmy Pardo here to talk to you about PXG. Now listen, I wore this shirt at a golf outing recently, and the way I described it is that I felt like I wasn't wearing a shirt. That's how comfortable this thing was. PXG makes great golf clubs. We all know that, but what they also do is make great apparel. It's made with premium materials, technology designed for peak performance. Didn't help my performance, but I looked good. That's the important thing. You want to look good better than the way you golf. Is that a thing? PXG has something for everybody. Pants, polos, sweaters, hats, quarter zips, joggers, jackets, dresses, skirts, everything you could want. I loved it. I've got a second shirt that I can't wait to wear when I go golfing a second time, if my body allows me to. But you know, I tell you what, with these shirts, I might as well just walk around the clubhouse and let people take a look at me and go, look at that stylish looking guy, but his golf game is on point. Little do they know, no, it's not. Hey, elevate your style game on and off the course with PXG Spring Summer 2024 Collection. Head over to pxg.com/Pardo. Use code Pardo at checkout and save 10% on all apparel. That is pxg.com/Pardo. Code Pardo to save 10% on apparel. pxg.com/Pardo. Code Pardo. PXG. Grip it and wear it.
Please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell?
Hello, everybody. Indeed, welcome into Never Not Funny. This is a little sampling of the lettered episode that we released this week. And if you want to hear the entire episode, you can head over to nevernotfunny.com and subscribe to the platinum subscription levels that we have over there for you to hear everything. But this is a nice little taste of what's happening over there behind closed doors at the platinum. So please enjoy. We've been on Jimmy Carter watch for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. It almost feels like, there's no sensitive way to say this, and so I'm saying this with comedy, but it's really not even funny. We're on Dexter the Dog Watch. Aww. For what seems to be way too fucking long, Garrett.
Yeah, he's hanging in there. He's deteriorating. No. I think.
Mm. All right, good. So we're seeing an end, do you think?
Yeah, we're seeing the end is nigh.
Okay.
No, he's having some breathing problems. He's getting really winded going up the stairs, so it's, you know, it's...
Up the stairs?
When I go outside, take him out.
You're upstairs?
Up the stairs, yeah, second floor. The alligator is.
I don't know why. I just always saw you as on the as a ground floor guy.
No.
I don't know why. And whenever I envisioned you going home... with your dog and with your groceries and your bag of sad, I just envisioned you not going upstairs. I don't know why.
That's weird. I've always pictured stairs, and I don't know why I pictured
Interesting.
It. I don't know if you've ever indicated that
I'm
you
sure
were
he has,
upstairs, but
I don't listen.
I mean, there's no one underneath me.
What do you mean by that?
There's the mail areas beneath me, so I can thud and walk as loud as I want to. Which
that's
I
nice.
Want
that's
to do.
That's a prime spot.
It is.
Is that it? Yeah, that's a prime spot, right?
But it's right over the entryway, so I can hear every time someone comes in.
Not a prime. No longer prime. No longer prime.
Sorry.
Subprime.
Did I tell you guys about the kids that were outside screaming? And she was, this girl was like, where's Tina? Or some, I don't remember what the name was. Roar, like screaming, and I'm going to kill that motherfucker, and da da da. And this lady comes out, old, probably a little older than me, comes out and goes, are you okay? And this girl. She goes, respectfully, you're older than me, so leave me alone.
What does that mean?
Carried on and started shrieking again.
How old was this girl?
I think they were high school age.
Okay.
Respectfully, you're older than me. Leave me alone.
Yeah, it was.
So you can't. That girl can talk to nobody.
That is a great way to say that. It's
respectfully,
like,
that's the best part.
It's really when you have to say respectfully, it's not respectful
ever. Ever. No. No, you might as well just jump the fuck off.
Yeah.
I mean, because basically, respectfully says fuck off.
Yeah, it's a very passive aggressive fuck off.
Mm-hmm. Right? Respectfully. Okay, here we go. Right?
She, the girl, the
what
woman.
A weird. What's up with Tina? What's Tina's
even,
problem?
I don't know. This girl was screaming and crying, and I think her boyfriend maybe cheated on her with this girl.
Wait a minute. Tina? Wait, who's cheating?
Tina's boyfriend.
No, this girl's boyfriend fucked Tina is my guess is what happened. Or screwed around. I don't know. I actually don't know how old they were. I just know they were younger. And
Wait. There's another girl. Tina's the one screaming.
No. This girl's mad at Tina.
Oh, I see. She was yelling at, looking. Oh, God. Yeah.
All right. So
she's not there.
Tina's not there. Tina's
probably
all fucking
heard
the guy. Yeah. Right.
She was loud enough, but her friends, it was her and two guys, and the guy friends were trying to calm her down, and she wasn't having it. She's like, don't fucking touch me. Whatever. It was wild.
And then this nice woman comes out.
Sweet.
To offer
nice
help.
Lady. Yeah, I know.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. respectfully, you're older than, what is that even? Yeah, I'm older. Maybe I can give you some advice.
I've been here. I can let you know that this will, you know, this will pass. It sucks right now.
It feels like what she was trying to convey, which is an insane notion. I'm acknowledging it up front, but it was almost like she's saying, I'm underage. You shouldn't interact with me. That's illegal.
Or you're too old to understand what I'm going through. Go away.
Maybe that too.
She just she said, oh, I don't care. I just wanted to make sure you're okay. And then she went back inside.
Ma'am, you're about to have another birthday before you please retreat to your home.
You're impossibly old.
You're on death's door.
There's no possible way you could help me.
I'm torn between the two because I thought the same thing. Like, is she saying to this old woman,
like, don't you're harassed or you're molesting me verbally. Right? Don't molest me.
Stay out of it. Or it's like, you're too old. You couldn't possibly, all young people think that of, you know, older, you know, oh, you can't possibly know what I'm going through.
Right. Sure. That's a default setting for teens.
Right. And
which is ironic
because we've been there.
It's like, yeah, if anyone knows, it's older people.
Absolutely.
Now, some might have chosen to forget about their angsty teen years, but I think most of us can access those emotions pretty easily.
I was going to say, how do you forget those? And congratulations to those people that are able to put those in a shoebox and put them up on a shelf in a closet. What do you think about that picture?
I love it.
That was nice, right?
Yeah.
You got the shoebox, you got the shelf, you got the closet, everything about
Jimmy,
that.
Jimmy, if
nice.
I may, the microphone is your canvas.
Thank you. Listen, this is you know this. Belknap and Hochberg and myself, we love the Factor meals. In fact, Garen Cockrell's gotten on board with the Factor recently.
Yeah, he's into it. I mean, who wouldn't like it? If once you try it, you go, hey, this is good stuff.
Once you Factor, you can't go back there.
Yeah. It's like that old Yo Gabba Gabba song. Try it. You'll like it.
I never was on board with Yo Gabba Gabba. And nothing has changed as I've gotten older.
Yeah.
In the 16 years since I've watched it, I've not gotten on board.
I imagine it doesn't age well. It was very of the moment and very,
I think it was
hipster.
Very of the pre-meme. Like, I think it was hipster even prior to me.
What?
Like, before I had a kid. It was prior to Oliver's where...
I don't know if it's even still around.
I hope not.
We don't have time to talk about what's going on with
Yo-Gabba. We're here to talk about Factor.
Yeah.
Although, you know what? Pop a Factor into the microwave. 2 minutes later, this baby's ready. You sit down, watch some Yo Gabba Gabba.
Sure.
Enjoy your Factor.
Yeah.
Right? Get in there. Get the Wiggles out. That's somebody else, right? No, that's them.
Get your sillies out.
Get your sillies out.
Yeah.
Wiggles are another kid's thing.
Yeah.
And those guys, I got no truck with those guys.
Good.
They've got over 35 different meals, more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. Various different, you know, look, if you want chicken, they got chicken. You want a beef thing, they got beef thing. You want to bump up to a gourmet meal, they got filet mignon. Mm. They've got, they had lobster the other day.
Oh my God.
Now they got all sorts of things over
that.
There. They got delicious things over there. Head to factormeals.com/part050. Use code part050 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month. That is code part050 at factormeals.com/part050 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Factor,
good food, fast.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the program. 33 is wrong, 34 is right, 34C, the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny. Our friend Mitch Silpa has joined us. Mitch is wearing a cardigan, bland in color. It's the only description of that. It's
tan.
It's a beige.
It's a beige.
Yeah. It very much blends in with your head.
That's why I wear it.
Right? So
I want my head just to encompass my body, and I want everyone to think that.
You blend in. You walk in. You're just a thumb walking about in the world.
I'm wallpaper.
You are wallpaper. That's the brilliantly funny Mitch Silpa. Did you go to an Oscar party, Mitch? Is that something you do?
I did not. I just watched the whole thing.
You and your gentleman friend?
My gentleman friend. My boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What is this, Maestro? He's gay.
I don't know. Listen, everybody swings a couple of different ways this day and age. I don't like to assume. You've been with this young man for how long now?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
And what's his name?
Josh. Yeah.
Now, I met him, for the first time on Saturday. He's not come to previous Mitch Silpa appearances.
No, he hasn't. This was his first one. The one I did at Flapper, I think he was working, and then... He got sick the last time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and now he was healthy, and so he came.
Sure, he made it. Although I understand he's having some tooth issues.
Yes. He cracked his veneer on Grape Nuts. This is true. We were talking about this.
Was that recent?
Within the last 6 months. He's not gotten to, he hasn't gotten it fixed yet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Let's talk about veneers.
Sure.
When you pointed out where he cracked his veneer, you pointed to like a molar. He goes veneers all the way back?
Do you know what, Jimmy? Thank you for calling me on that. I don't know where he cracked it, but in my head, it was always back here.
Because that's where one would think that you'd crunch the granola.
Yeah, because I don't see a crack in his front teeth, so I'm assuming it's in the back. But I think you're probably right. It's in the back.
Now, he must have some good-looking veneers, though, because I was not I didn't get in the car and go, did you see Mitch's guy's teeth? Because sometimes veneers are choppers.
No. He has good veneers.
He's got good veneers.
Yeah. He's very good veneers.
Is that where did you meet him at the waiting room for the dentist?
Yes, we started talking at the dentist. No, we met on online Tinder. That's it.
Wait, Tinder. Yeah. That's the fuck site.
No, that's Grindr.
Oh, Grindr's fuck site.
But you can fuck on Tinder.
You can fuck whoever you want.
True.
So you met him on Tinder.
Yeah, during the year we all stayed at home.
Okay.
Yeah, 2020. We started talking in December. Of that, and everything was closed in LA, so it took us 3 months before we could actually meet.
So you would meet, you would do some Zoom?
We were FaceTiming.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was very slow, frustrating, but we kind of got to know each other a little bit.
Does he live near you?
He is now living in my place right now.
That's near.
Very near.
it's very near.
Right.
We're not saying we're living together yet. We're doing a test run.
He still has his own place?
No, he had to move out of his place. He had a problem with his landlord. He moved out. So I'm like, stay with me for a while. I've wanted him to move in. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm not sure. He's never lived with somebody before. So he's has some issues, but it's been going well.
How long has he been there?
Since the beginning of January.
All right, so about 3.5 months now. Almost 4 months.
Is it?
Yeah, all of January, February.
Two and a half months. Yeah. It's going good. We haven't really talked about him finding a new place yet.
So
I think he's.
You think he's in?
Yeah, I think.
And I don't know.
I don't want to pressure him.
Josh. And he's considerably younger than you.
How? What's considerably?
He looked to me. And tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
To be 35 years younger
he's
than you.
He's not. He's 37 years younger than
me. Now, I don't know how old you are.
He's about 10 years younger than me.
Well, that's fine, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? That didn't answer my question about how old you are, but I like the way
that's
you...
That's a great question.
I like the way you skirted it.
Yeah, I did.
It was really nice.
He's showbiz. You don't need to say.
I think Andy Richter hit the age earlier when he said the goth kid looks 50.
50?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you in that ballpark?
Yeah.
You're that much younger than me.
I don't know.
I'm 63 years old.
Are you really?
No.
How old are you?
Did I not go high enough? I don't think I went high enough. Oh, boy.
You look great for your age?
You look great for 63.
Yeah.
You also look great for your age.
I look great for 57. Yeah. Thank you very much. I very rarely will speak highly of myself, but I do not look 57.
We're around the same age.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, too.
Thank you, Mitch.
When is your birthday?
Mine's July 28th.
Oh.
When's yours?
December 5th.
Oh. So right around the corner, depending on which way you're going.
Depending when this is.
All right, so you met Josh online, you chit-chat online, and then eventually you get together. Where'd you guys go for your first in-person date?
Okay, that was the, I don't know if you remember, but everything was closed in LA, mm-hmm. So then it was the week everything opened, and I'm like, do we get coffee now? Like it started, so we met to go get coffee, and then we went to California Pizza Kitchen, and that was our first meet. That's really exciting.
Which CPK did you choose? Culver City location?
No, in Encino. That's where he was living.
Oh, he was out in Encino?
Yeah.
You went to him?
I did.
Hmm.
Yeah, I grew up in Encino.
I didn't know that.
Well, there you go.
Hmm. So were you able to visit family while you were out there as well?
I didn't visit family that day, no. All right. I did not, but I could have.
Sure, but you chose not to. This was a Josh day.
No, this was a Josh day.
It'd be great if you met him for coffee and then immediately took him to meet your parents.
Oh, my God, how great would that be?
They're not lesbians.
This is what we do.
They're not lesbians. I don't get that joke, but I assume it's funny in the gay world.
Yeah.
Second date, lesbians bring a U-Haul, I think is what the joke is.
That's the old joke, yeah. They move in together fast. That's the old joke.
Oh, I see.
You've never heard that?
If I did, I blank it out. I don't care for the lifestyle. But, you know, whatever's going on, you kids are living
your
different
browser history
now.
Tells a different story, my friend.
Do you have trouble with NIAID?
not for that reason.
Oh, okay. You don't like swimming.
I don't like swimming. I did like that movie.
It's good.
I thought it was very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
That one I did not see.
The wonderful Annette Bening.
Yeah,
she's great.
And Jodie Foster was terrific.
She was great in it.
Jodie Foster, who looks exactly the same today as she did when she was in Taxi Driver, which is insanity. Mm-hmm. I mean, not exactly, but you get my point.
Yeah.
She at least looks like she looked in Witness. Although no, not Witness, because her hair was crazy in Witness. But not Witness.
The Accused.
The Accused. Thank you.
Witness is a very different.
Yeah, that's those titles. Well,
Kelly McGillis was.
It was in both. Thinking, yes, yeah, that's why, that's right, why they get crossed in my
mind. The Accused is what, 1990?
88 maybe.
Around that time.
Hold on, let me check Internet Movie Database.
Thank you.
I would say 88 or 89 because I remember she was nominated. I have this weird Oscar thing in the same category as Glenn Close for Dangerous Liaisons, yeah, who in retrospect should have won for that movie.
For Dangerous Liaisons.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't. It was 88. I don't think I saw Dangerous Liaisons.
Really?
The great John Malkovich.
It's a great movie. You'd love it.
What I'll have to do is take your word for it, because I'm now never going to see it.
Because of I praised it?
I don't care for you saying good things about things, and that just tells me that I should just avoid it.
That's a great point. Mm-hmm. Have you it's seen, a good way to live.
There was like a teen 90s remake of it with Ryan Phillippe and Sarah Michelle Gellar, I think.
Yeah. Cruel Intentions.
Cruel Intentions.
Follow-up. I did see
you
that.
You saw that one? Okay. Yeah. Well, if you like that, check out the...
I like young people on screen. I don't need to see Glenn Close. Even in that commercial that she did during the Super Bowl. No, thank you.
Oh. She was younger then.
It's true.
She's the one in that movie with the rabbit. No thanks.
Fatal Attraction.
Yeah, Fatal Attraction. Yeah. Well, that was my takeaway from that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, Hotter Than Hell, as a straight man, I can say she was hotter than hell in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
In Fatal Attraction.
Yeah.
Very sexy.
She had to apparently fight for that part. I mean, they didn't think she was sexy enough. She had only done, like, at that point, like, The Natural, like, and
right.
Big Chill, and Garp. And so she played these, like, maternal.
Right.
And so this was such a different thing for her, but it, like, changed her career.
Yeah. She's brilliant. Clearly worked. Yeah.
I mean, that's good acting, you know? Like, she could transform into that. And yeah, you don't even question it for a second that she is that.
I'll tell you what, Michael Douglas, also very sexy in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
A lot of sexiness in that movie.
It's a sexy movie.
What about Ann Archer?
Listen, we all have different tastes. But it wasn't playing sexy. She was playing hurt and...
The wife,
yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm on board. Van Archer wants to spend some time with me.
I'll call her.
I'm open. You have a close relationship with her?
Very close.
You and Ann?
Ann and I go to coffee.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Who is it? Wasn't Ann Archer married to somebody famous at one point?
Hmm.
Does she not have a famous husband? Or am I thinking of Anne Bancroft?
Anne Bancroft definitely had a famous husband.
Yes.
Anne Boleyn.
Pardon?
Also had a famous husband. Yep.
True.
All right.
Maybe the most famous husband.
Do you want to hear a weird thing that I've noticed about? This is also about Anne Archer. Everyone's going to turn off that because that she has an acting thing that she used to do.
What and did I she noticed do?
She will, when she gets emotional, she whispers the end of her line. So she'll say, in Fatal Attraction, she said, are you in love with her? Like, she does that. And I started noticing it because there was a trailer for a terrible movie with Gene Hackman called Narrow Margin. And I think in the trailer she said, I'm scared stiff. I'm like, oh, she whispers at the end. And she started, that's her thing.
That's her thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys watch, this is related, I'm not derailing. Did you watch The New Curb?
I did.
Where Sienna Miller can only act with fruit.
Yeah.
That's stupid. Let's do that. I have not seen that.
That's funny.
That's really funny.
You can enjoy it.
who's the guy that you always point out, Jimmy, he has to act with glasses in his hand?
Well, it was our boy. It was, he's super huge, the star of Succession.
Oh, right.
Brian Cox.
Oh, he acts with glasses.
Brian Cox was a glasses actor. And not so much now in Succession. He's got a...
Yeah.
But everything else he was in, he would constantly be holding his glasses and using them as a...
Yeah.
As a prop of some sort. And Bonnie Franklin from One Day at a Time would always... She was a grounded actress. She'd walk into a scene and immediately grab onto a piece of furniture.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, whatever you're going to do. You're an actor. You're out there.
I noticed when you remember the Bionic Woman?
Sure.
Remember the character of Oscar Goldman?
Yes.
Do you guys remember? He was on both the shows.
Okay.
He would, my friends and I, I was not popular. My friends and I would, Oscar Goldman would, glasses act, he would always do, but Steve.
Oh, he would.
Jamie, and take off his glasses.
Right.
That's what I remember, glasses acting.
Oh.
Glassing. Glasking?
Glacting.
Glacting?
Glacting?
Glacting.
Let's call it glacting.
Glacting.
Get Cox on the blower.
To hear the full episode, head over to nevernotfunny.com and subscribe to the Platinum at any level. Tiers 2 and higher get the full archives, and there's more perks to be found over at nevernotfunny.com.